This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Even though our state attorney general has involved Washington in a lawsuit with 9 other states against the Trump administration for putting a 2-year delay on the Waters of the U.S. rule, there are others who believe the hold is necessary. Representative Dan Newhouse says the delay will give the EPA the time to make necessary changes to the WOTUS rule.
This would give more clarity. It would give more certainty to those people that farm and ranch. In my humble opinion, I think the WOTUS rule really was essentially a power grab by the federal government that overstepped its intended responsibility and authority. States under the Clean Water Act already have authority for many of these intermittent bodies of water, and the federal government should only regulate those things it was intended for it to regulate.
I asked the Sunnyside Republican if he had any feel for how this challenge might turn out.
Well, that remains to be seen. I guess currently, as far as the makeup of Congress and the administration goes, I think we're on strong legal footing here for the administration to require EPA to reformulate its rules, taking into account some of these better definitions of navigable waters. But it remains to be seen what happens in the courts.
Many farm groups worry the WOTUS rule will expand the Act's jurisdiction beyond reasonable expectations and expose farmers to lawsuits for routine activities.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.